We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I got one text. I'll just grab it real quick so I stay caught up. TL from Huntsville said, Phil, another great monologue for peaceful law, order, and justice. Albert Einstein once said, our defense is not in our armaments nor in science, so we also need morality. God bless America with a consistent compass toward godly morality. Man, that's good stuff, man. Thank you, TL. All right, let's jump on in here. You ready? Jump on in and where you can, Sheriff, and hang on. So first, you just gave me the look. That was a quote from Andy Griffith, which is probably way before your time, but it was one of the best TV shows ever made, just so you know.
I used to watch it when I was a kid.
Good. Opie and Andy and Barney and Aunt Bee, all of it. Okay. Number one, amnesty votes. Let's talk about, first of all, where we are on the southern border. We're right where we were before. There's no difference. There's no change. You know where the change has been, by the way? When I say there's no change, but there's been change, there's no change from what Biden is trying to do. How about that? You know what has made a difference? I know this is going to sound controversial. Lean in here. You ready? Texas is building a wall. Listen, Texas is actually stopping people at the border. Texas is putting up barriers, physical barriers. Texas is posting their National Guard on the border. Texas ain't playing. And the numbers have shifted now, mostly over towards Arizona and California, because Texas just basically proved themselves no longer to be a soft target. Is it still going on? Certainly. I mean, it's a big border. Texas has the big border. I mean, they've got tons. I've forgotten how many hundreds of miles Texas has on the border with Mexico. But Texas made their part better because they took actual physical action. Unequivocal physical action. What did the Biden administration do when Texas stepped up? Sued them. And then sued them again. And then sued them on that one. And then sued them on this. Sent, you know, Customs and Border Patrol in there to cut wire. Demanded they take down the water barriers. Got mad when they cleared off the island in the middle of the Rio Grande. Just basically making life more difficult. Why? Because the Biden administration wants an open border. The Federalist has an article that came out yesterday. In this particular article, it points out that earlier this month, Biden issued an executive order on immigration. Oh, he's doing something. No, this article says it's just a fig leaf. It's a fig leaf to cover up his nakedness. There's nothing there. He says it was plainly a political stunt. Says the policy whiplash here, pretending to secure the border one week and the next week then floating plans to grant a mass amnesty, is a testament to the impossible political reality of Biden's situation vis-a-vis the border. So here's the thing. Biden has been a fit straddler from way back. I told you before, one of the most frustrating things for me is watching someone who's never been in charge of anything suddenly allegedly being in charge. You know, there are people who gain their positions by earning the right through merit and experience. And then there are those who are appointed or elected. And they may have zero experience whatsoever, but they got appointed or elected, and so suddenly they're it. Well, Joe Biden is the example. But Phil, he was in the Senate for 40 years. He knows things. Okay, great. What's he ever been in charge of? Does he have any leadership skills whatsoever? No. And two weeks ago, he passed an executive order that was designed, allegedly, to slow things down at the border. And yet it had so many loopholes on it. Like, okay, here's one. The new measures he puts in place won't kick in until there's been at least 2,500 a day coming in for five straight days. Why? What do you need 2,500 a day for five straight days for? By the way, we met that standard the day before he signed the executive order, but that's neither here nor there. But then there are all kinds of caveats and carve-outs. Well, if you use the app, because they have an app. If you do it this way, well, if you say the right words, if you stand on one leg and hop, I mean, I don't know. But it is so riddled with holes that it is basically something that provides no measurable, noticeable response. Several weeks later, we are not seeing any application of that. Now, polling indicates that Americans across the political spectrum, says this article, are fed up with Biden's border crisis, including 58% of women and, get this, 53% of Hispanics, who now say they support mass deportations. That's a CBS News YouGov poll. That's a serious poll. So when more than half of the Hispanic population is going, just get rid of them, get them out of here, that tells you we have reached a new level. Big Rig, I'm going to cough that audio here momentarily. Go ahead and get it ready for me. Starts on, what, 39 seconds, I think? I'll probably have to tell you to stop it at some point because it's a long piece. So just so you know, Biden did this yesterday. Held a press conference. Big doings. And he went ahead and, you know, got out there and granted amnesty to over 500,000 people. Now think about the timing. He's been in office for 3.5 years. He just now thought this up. He just now realized, hey, I can, you know what? Let's do this thing. What is this? If it was important to you, why didn't you do it 3.5 years ago? Because he's doing it by executive order. He's once again ignoring congressional authority. He's ignoring what the courts have said. He's just going to use his pen and a phone because his buddy Obama taught him that. And he's going to, with the stroke of a pen, he's granting amnesty to over 500,000 people at least. And you look at it and think, okay, timing's everything, y'all. Timing's everything. The cause for which he says he is making this happen is not something that arose in the last few months. It is something that pre-existed because he's doing it in relation to the 12-year anniversary of DACA. Remember the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals bill 12 years ago, Obama era? It was designed basically to, they call them dreamers. They're dreamers. They dream of the American dream. We want them to dream the American dream, so we're going to grant them, you know, special privileges under the law. Well, Biden decided to celebrate DACA's 12th anniversary by expanding capabilities using executive orders to give a pathway to hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants who are here. He did it right smack in the middle of the final months of an election. It's already being called unconstitutional and completely inappropriately interpreting underlying statutes. Story on the Daily Caller labels it pretty clearly. He's doing what's called parole in place. Remember, the parole program is the one where he lets them in, gives them a card that says what day they should show back up, and then a plane ticket to anywhere in the U.S. It's called being on parole. You're just waiting for your court date. We hope you'll show back up. You're released on your own recognizance. Parole. Parole in place means we know you're here illegally, and we're just going to grant you parole in place. Stay where you are. Do what you do. Don't worry about a thing. We got you covered. Amnesty. Senator Josh Hawley did an interview on Fox yesterday, I believe, right before the press conference in which the president, you know, announced his new executive order. He had some words for that. Let's kick that thing off right now and see what he had to say. Go ahead.
Totally illegal, John. He does not have the authority to do this. He is once again violating the law. Here's giving amnesty to at least 500,000, could be up to 1 million people. John, this is after he has allowed in 9 or 10 million illegals across the border in 3 years. And now he's granting illegal amnesty? I mean, this guy is totally out of control. It's completely lawless.
So there are already laws on the books that we are expecting.
So completely lawless. What a great phrase. How many times have we seen Biden decide the law does not matter? It's what he wants to do for his agenda that matters. He said this, I'll never forget the vaccine mandates and the private sector vaccine mandates. And he literally said, I've been advised this will probably be challenged on constitutional grounds, but I'm going to do it anyway. The court tells him, don't pay off student loans. What does he do? He does it anyway. He could give a rat's hind end about the constitutionality or whether or not it's lawless. It's his agenda. So right now, Senator Hawley points out, this is a stunt. This is an effort right now to just literally pander to people who may vote for him. Hang on, where's this story? I've got it right here in my stack. Yeah, story here on Fox News. Allegations right now that GOP lawmakers are saying this is a cynical bid to win over Hispanic and Latino voters ahead of the November election. I agree. I think it's exactly what it is. Chairman Mark Green said President Biden's election year 11th hour ploy from mass amnesty is not surprising. It's an important reminder for anyone who doubted this administration was never serious about securing the border. By allowing otherwise inadmissible aliens to remain in the country indefinitely through parole in place, this president is sending a loud, clear message to any would-be crosser that the door is wide open. There's a welcome mat. But there's another bit of this audio clip. Yeah, we got time. There's another bit of this audio clip that Tom Wolf, who used to be the assistant director of Department of Homeland Security, go ahead and play it.
And marries somebody who is an American citizen, in order to qualify for green card status, they need to return to their home country and apply for a visa. Here's what Chad Wolf said about the program. Listen here.
There's already a provision in immigration law that allows illegal alien spouses who are married to U.S. citizens to cure their unlawful presence here in the U.S. There's already a process in place. So this executive action is actually unnecessary. I think it's more for a headline, and it's more for the president to show perhaps the left wing of his party that he's doing something to help illegal aliens.
In order to be eligible, he had to have been in this country for some 10 years. Most of the people, according to the White House, who would be eligible for this program have been here for more than two decades. And I guess proponents of this law are saying, why make them go back to their home country to apply for a visa? Why not just let them have, I guess, what's called parole in place?
Well, this is exactly what Biden is trying to do. He's trying to alter the law, John. We should be clear about this. He's trying to skip the steps. The law says you've got to go through a certain process. You've got to follow this legal procedure in order to have the ability to stay here. He's now saying, no, actually, we're just going to wave all that aside. You can stay. And why do it? The answer is it's another sop to his liberal base. It's another sop to the pro-amnesty crowd. This is the most pro-amnesty, open borders president in American history. And the lawlessness, he won't enforce our laws. He won't close the border. He won't give ICE or Border Patrol the resources they need. And now he's granting mass amnesty. It's outrageous.
All right, that announcement coming
cut it off
up
right
in the
there.
Minutes ahead.
So there you have it. All right, that sets the stage. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think it's possible? And at one point I thought, I don't think they could possibly think they could get away with this. I'm beginning to wonder. No, you know what? I'm not wondering anymore. I really do believe that the Biden administration and the Democrats in general believe that if they can play this ploy long enough, that they'll swing some votes, at least in key locales. They need to know that they've got the ability to pick up some extra votes where they can. And if it means that the 9 million people who just came in across our borders, that they can get at least a chunk of them, just a chunk of them, registered to vote and able to cast a vote, even if they shouldn't. Because, you know, who's checking? Because we don't like voter ID either. I think we're on to something here. Let's go ahead and take a break, Big Rig. We'll do that right now. I'll come back and I'll give you some pretty legitimate grounds for why we should be concerned about this. Why? Because it's already happening. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, all right. Listen, we're in number one, triple dipper. Amnesty votes. Is this ploy by Biden to give amnesty to over 500,000 people? Is it designed to garner some votes? For that matter, is it designed to help get voters enrolled? Story here on the AP that came out a month ago, exactly, May the 18th, says one political party is holding urgent news conferences, congressional hearings on the idea of illegals voting. Gosh, which party would that be? That'd be the Republicans. It says, in recent months, the specter of immigrants voting illegally in the U.S. has erupted into a leading election year talking point for Republicans. They argue that legislation is necessary to protect the sanctity of the vote. And then they spend the entire article talking about, well, yeah, it happens sometimes, but it's not in big numbers. Does that matter? Well, you know, there's murders, but there's not a lot. Does that really matter to the victims? If you live in a small town America, and the vote in your small town is corrupted, and you wind up with a mayor who shouldn't have been mayor, does it matter? Yeah, it matters. Smallest community in my former Senate district was Ridgeville. Population was something like, I don't know, I forget what it was. Gosh, it was small, just a couple of hundred. And the mayor won the election in like 2010 by a vote of 19-12. 19-12 to be mayor of Ridgeville. And I'm pretty sure if there had been corruption, they would have cared. So this article goes on to say, for Democrats, it's called a non-issue. Yeah. Republicans, meanwhile, are pushing a bill called the SAVE Act. Stands for Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. It would require at the federal level there be proof of citizenship to register to vote. Meanwhile, Republican legislatures in at least six states have placed such measures on their November ballots, while two more are debating the idea of doing so. And then they go on, and they start talking about, well, now, in this state, they did find 137 non-citizens who had voted. Okay. And then in this state, they did find, you know, like 1,634 that had voted over a period of 20 years. Oh, okay. What they're trying to say is, yeah, but not much, which is the stupidest argument you could bring to something that's called illegal. But listen, the bottom line is, Americans are sick and tired of the illegal immigrant crime epidemic, and they're also sick of wondering what illegals are doing here and why they're given so much rein in our society. I mean, you've got like Vermont. What in God's name is happening in Vermont? Story that came out yesterday in Vermont. In Vermont, they've got a series of communities that are passing local laws that are basically saying, it's okay for illegals to vote in their local elections. Think back to COVID. Did you realize how much power a local mayor or city council or county commission can have on your life during COVID? Yeah. Do you want that to be the thing that illegals are voting on? A group called Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections filed a lawsuit against the city of Burlington, Vermont, just this week, alleging that they are violating their state constitution by allowing illegals to vote in the city of Burlington. That's a major city, by the way. It says activists are working overtime to undermine democracy in Vermont. And the anti-democratic agenda is progressing at an alarming pace. Like, think about this. They have an annual education budget. It's funded with state tax dollars. By allowing non-citizens to vote, it says, to elect school commissioners, they now have the power to affect financial decisions that have implications for all of Vermont taxpayers. Why would you do this? Why would you sit there and go, you know, I think it's a good idea if we let illegals vote for our city council and school board and our mayor. And why? Why would you do that? Well, coming up next, we're going to have our own Secretary of State on the horn with us. Secretary of State Wes Allen calling in to talk about the fact that he believes the Biden administration has every intent of trying to get illegals registered to vote. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on Hump Day. We're getting you all the way to the weekend. Listen, we just spent the last half hour talking about number one of today's Triple Dipper. I'm calling it the amnesty votes. Is it pandering to certain parts of his base for Biden to do what he's doing with this new executive order to get votes? Is he pandering for votes with amnesty? Then again, is he actually providing amnesty to get more voters? That's a deep concern. I think it's a real concern. I think it's legitimate. And I just told you a minute ago just a little bit of some of the stuff I've got sitting here in my stack. The city of Burlington, Vermont right now is being sued for allowing local elections to be, you know, participated in by illegals. Why would they do that? It's a thing. And don't say it's not. The story I had on the AP a minute ago, try to downplay it. Well, it doesn't happen in big numbers. How about no numbers, please? If they're supposed to be unable to vote, then why do you want them to just, you know, sort of get by with it as long as it's not too many? All right, listen, our own Alabama Secretary of State has been on the money with this. recently making headlines as he discovered what he believes was a backdoor way for the Biden administration to begin getting voter registration in the hands of illegals. And then maybe that coincides with the fact that we have a new executive order giving amnesty to a bunch of them. I think it's a fascinating theory. I think it's probably more than a theory. But let me just go ahead and say Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen is a former state legislator. Before that, he was a former probate judge. He understands voter integrity and voter integrity issues, and he's the chief election officer for the state of Alabama now. Mr. Secretary, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Senator. Thanks for having me on once again, and congratulations on the show's success and your success. You're doing a fine job.
Well,
appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Coming up on our third anniversary, by the way, here in a few weeks. So that's hard to believe.
It's been that long, man.
I know.
Word. It just goes so fast, doesn't it?
I'm pretty sure it goes by fast, but then again, Charlene would probably say it's measured in dog years. So maybe I've been doing radio 35 years now. Who knows?
You're doing good. Well, that's a good fight.
Thanks, man. Hey, listen, you issued a statement yesterday, kind of matching the executive order from the Biden administration with things you've already been discovering. Give us the background and move it forward.
Yeah, it all kind of goes hand in hand from what we're seeing, right, Senator?
Yeah.
You know, what he did yesterday is just announcing clear amnesty for, you know, up to 500,000 individuals. This part of that was, you know, spouses of, you know, citizens, you know, will have a path to citizenship now. Well, they already have a path. And basically, Biden is removing that vetting system, that system for vetting these folks, just making a mockery of law and order. But it goes hand in hand with what I've been kind of yelling from the rooftops over the last month or so. Is I got a complaint from an Alabama resident, and their deceased relative, who had been dead for 2 years, received in the mail a voter registration form. And, you know, I don't think there's any systematic thing going on there, but it obviously raised alarm bells going off from a state agency and where that came from. So I said, you know, let me start digging into this. So our team dug into it. It led to one question, to another question, down a rabbit hole here. And what come to find out is that anyone who comes in contact with state Medicaid or DHR, whether they receive benefits or not, receive a voter registration form.
Wow.
So that means not legal non-citizens and even illegal aliens. And that's unacceptable. But here's the thing. Federal law, the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, mandates that. And the only way we are going to reform the NVRA, which, first off, I don't think the federal government should be involved in voter registration efforts, okay? The only way we're going to do that is to get Trump back in the White House, give a GOP Senate and a GOP House of Representatives to reform the NVRA. Senator Katie Britt, Representative Gary Palmer, have the Citizenship Ballot Protection Act already teed up and ready to go. They've already introduced it. Obviously, it's not going to go anywhere, I don't think, this year because of both houses being split. But you take that, and you hear those things, and you're like, oh, man, you know. And then you go back even further to March 2021 when Biden signed another executive order to weaponize, mobilize the entire federal government apparatus.
Yeah.
That turns all these federal agencies, not just federally funded state agencies that we have, all the federal agencies into voter registration agencies. And I just have a philosophical belief that those federal agencies, the federal government, at taxpayer expense, should not be acting as voter registration agencies. That should be left to the state. So those three things that I just kind of covered, and you covered as well with the mass amnesty announcement from yesterday, it's clear manipulation. And Biden is doing everything possible to fast-track illegals to becoming citizens so they can vote. Pure and simple, he's radical, he's lawless. Pure and simple.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. And I, you know, he talks about a whole-of-government approach on everything he does. And
sure.
And granted, I really I mean, this is a whole another conversation, but I don't think he's the one pulling all the strings and making all the decisions. But the reality is his administration goes for this whole of government approach. And so they use every tool they have in the toolbox to go attack an issue. And the idea that our state Medicaid and state DHR are having to issue voter registration and then couple that with the executive order yesterday offering amnesty to hundreds of thousands of people. And I don't think he's done. I think that if he could get away with it, he'd offer amnesty for even more.
Sure he would. And what he did yesterday is going to be a magnet, right? It's going to be a magnet for future illegal crossings at the southern border. And you mean to tell me there's going to be no fraud in that executive order and what he did yesterday? Of course it's going to be that. And you know, we need tools to verify citizenship, plain and simple. I testified to that fact before Senator Britt's Rules Committee in the U.S. Senate back in March. She asked me, did we have the tools? We don't have the tools necessary. We need to reform the NVRA to give us those tools. And, you know, I want the people of this state to have confidence in what we're doing in Alabama. We've got the paper ballots. We've got the tabulators that are not connected to the Internet. You know, we've got photo identification. We've got the other things in place now, the absentee balloting process was strengthened with SB1 as far as the applications are concerned. We're doing all these number of things to protect Alabama elections. And but what we've seen from the federal government, they're acting like an arm of the Democratic Party.
Well, they absolutely are. And it's it's maddening to watch. And if we learned anything from 2020, it's that they will do whatever they can to stretch the limits and even break the laws as necessary. And I look at this and think, I don't know if people recognize, maybe they do more now, but I think people recognize more now since COVID how much weight and authority even a local election can have in your life. And for the idea for like Burlington, Vermont to say illegals can vote in our city elections, there's no problem with that. There is a problem with that. Sure. Look what mayors and city councils could do during COVID. Do you really want illegals to have that opportunity? And it's just wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Only American citizens should be voting in our elections, city elections, county elections, state elections, federal elections. No illegal aliens should be having a say in who we elect, sending to Congress or sending to city council or local school boards. It's that simple. And we cannot give an inch on this topic, on this issue. We have got to stand strong and keep pushing back against Biden because he's definitely pushing.
Yeah, he absolutely is. His administration is going all in, man. And it also reeks of desperation right now, too. Here we are.
Sure.
Like he never thought of this amnesty thing for 3.5 years, and suddenly it's necessary in the last 5 months for the election.
No doubt about it. And you're right on. You're right on. And another thing on the fact sheet from yesterday from the White House when they were announcing this about the same time the press conference was going on. One line I want to bring to your attention says President Biden believes that securing the border is essential. Now, does anybody believe that? I mean, come on.
Does he know where the border is? I mean,
I doubt it. I mean, how about protecting the American people? Okay. Come on. Let's start with that.
It's not hard. It's really not near as hard as they make it out to be. All right. Well, Mr. Secretary, we appreciate you staying on it. And if you see something else new, issue the word and we'll call you and have you on. All right.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all stand strong. And to all the listeners out there, make sure your neighbors are registered to vote by November 5th. It's coming.
As long as they're legal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. But neighbors and churches, Sunday school class members, make sure they're registered to vote. Go to alabamavotes.gov.
All right. Registered. Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen. Thanks very much. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I may wrap this up with some text messages. Listen, this is a big, hairy deal, y'all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Giving you all the truth to put on the bumper stickers. I am in number one of the Triple Dipper, wrapping this thing up, the amnesty votes. So yeah, it's just so obvious, y'all. I mean, could you be any more blatant? You issue an executive order after 3.5 years, saying that you're really trying to take charge of the border and do some things, and that's really ineffective and does no things. And then 2 weeks after that, you issue an amnesty executive order to grant amnesty to over 500,000 people. I mean, does anybody else see the fence straddling? I mean, doesn't it chafe him to sit on the fence that much? I mean, come on. But the reality is that's where we are. We have somebody who's just excited to be there. What do I get to do today? Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be, is there a head pudding? I mean, it's that way every day. And you just wonder, do you stop and think about this stuff? Or do you just like have the next, I don't know, college age aide walk in and go, Mr. President, we think this would be a good idea. It'd be neat. We saw it on TikTok. Okay, I'll do that. Put an executive order together. That's the way it feels. It's like, what's new today? Which way is the wind going to blow? Anyway, let me get some text messages and keep up with some of y'all. By the way, I will say this. We're aware. Some of y'all let us know. We appreciate it. Those of you in our Huntsville listener market, apparently there's some trouble with the station right now. They keep kind of going in and out. We have notified the station. We are separate from the station. We actually do ours from our Right Side Studios in Gadsden. But the station is addressing the issue. So just be aware. If you hear any more trouble, you're welcome to text it in. In the meantime, just know this. You can always go to the rightsideradio.org website and watch the live stream or listen to the live stream audio because it's on the internet as much as it is on the radio. You can also, oh, by the way, find us on what all we got, Big Rig? We got what? Rumble, YouTube,
Twitch,
Twitter. X. Yeah, I can't say that still. We're all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah, you can live stream the audio and the video. So just if you're having trouble with the station, don't think that you're out of options because you're not. And I'll tell you, too, that our footprint out of the Birmingham market is pretty big. So depending on where you are, 101.1 FM may also take the show to you. Let me get a few of these here. Kim from Athens, with regards to the Biden illegal voter amnesty thing, says, and talking about what Secretary of State Allen said about Medicaid and DHR in Alabama are giving out, you know, voter registration to anybody and everybody, no matter what their citizenship status. Says, yes, social services are campaigning for Biden, and people are ticked about this. Says, sue the corrupt dirtbag. And then she goes, is this the radio station? Big Rig responded back to her that it was the studio. She goes, okay, good. I want to make sure I wasn't texting a Democrat. Nice. What else we got there? Jerry from Decatur says, I was in the 82nd Airborne with a guy from Burlington, Vermont. I tried to look him up when I was a trucker, and I found out he never went back to live there. Wise decision. There you go. Jeff from Town Creek says, Phil, it's a question that has nothing to do with the show, but you know what, Jeff? We have not even talked about that at this point. I will look into it. Thank you much. Alan from Arab says, do you think they'll ever report after his presidency or like Watergate about what was going on behind the scenes? I cannot help but think that we're going to hear a lot of stuff when Trump takes office. And there were things we heard. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The Bush administration, even though there were some aspects of the Bush policy that I, you know, didn't care for, there was a lot of decorum, if you will. There was a lot of decorum. And the Bush White House, I believe, could have exposed so much about the Clintons if they'd wanted to. But we still heard things. I think we're going to hear, yes, Alan, to answer your question, I think we're going to hear stuff that's going to curl our hair. Brandon from Athens says, I'm in Athens. I listen to 101.1. It's doing fine. Okay, good for you. All right, there you are. See, we got folks out there with options. Kim from Athens says, by the way, Haitians have invaded Athens via Walmart. What? And one delivered my DoorDash this weekend. Beware. Okay. I'm not sure how to take that. If they're here illegally, that's the issue. If they're here legally and they're working, I got no issue. What else we got here? A few. Marshall from Dubai, checking in, says, love that opening monologue, as always. Spot on, my brother. Thank you, sir. So this meme, he sent me a meme, is how anyone with two brain cells can see things on our southern border. I'd like to donate my meme skills to you and the show. Oh, yeah. It's the Hogan's Heroes characters with Colonel Klink and Schultze standing there going, we know nothing, nothing. I see it with the border. Yeah. Good stuff, man. Thanks, Marshall. Kimball from Harvest says, all the lawlessness, the lack of enforcement, the open border, amnesty, voting by illegal aliens, this is all by design. I don't know who's running this administration, but it's clearly not Joe Biden. It's obviously he's suffering from cognitive decline, has been in for a long time. His administration is like a dumpster fire. He must go in November. Kimball from Harvest. Kimball, you have stated it succinctly and clearly and cogently. You are correct, sir. Devin from Brownsboro says, I cannot wait till Trump picks his VP. Just saying. He has yet to publicly rule out McQueen as his. Still working on McQueen being in the gig. And then Jeff from Indiana texted in and says, hey, Phil, there's actually no reason to get rid of Biden. We just need a coup to take over the people who write his speeches and teleprompter. Then we can just leave him in place and let Donald Trump write his policy signs without even looking. Nice. You know, the problem is half the time, Jeff, he can't read the teleprompter. I don't know if the words are too big or if he's just too under the influence. I don't know what's happening, but the teleprompter, we might lose on that too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.